Every Friday morning on WABE, we take a few minutes to see what's worth getting out of the house to see musically, and Mara Davis has recommendations for us. We call it Mara's Music Mix. Mara, good to see you again.
Steve, great to see you. And I have a high recommendation for a show tonight, like high, like over the top.
Okay.
I am so excited about Patty Griffin at the Buckhead Theater. If you like Lucinda Williams, or if you like Sheryl Crow, or if you like the Dixie Chicks, you should not miss seeing Patty Griffin. She's a legend. The record Silver Bell is a masterpiece. It's been in music purgatory for a while.
Yeah, it's been like 10 years. They delayed the release on that.
It's funny, Natalie Maines recently said, I'm so bummed it came out because now I can't rip it off anymore. And she actually covers Silver Bell on her recent album. So I think if you're a music fan, country rock fan, Patty Griffin, I am so excited for this show.
And it's the Buckhead Theater?
Yes.
Which is a great venue. I think this band is arguably the best cover band in the country, Yacht Rock Review. They're in town this weekend, too.
Why do I picture you wearing the, you know, aviator sunglasses, Steve, and the captain's hats and breaking it down? Well, this is going to be a fun show at the Variety Playhouse. They're playing Thriller in its entirety.
And they play everything, though. In fact, when I hear and see Yacht Rock Review play, it reminds me of being on Peach Radio, because they're playing everything that Peach has to play, which is a good thing. I don't mean that in a bad way.
A lot of Doobie Brothers, a lot of old Steely Dan. And
Little River Band.
Oh, yeah. Walter Egan, Magnet and Steel, all your old favorites.
And that's Saturday night. And if you don't catch them at Variety Playhouse this weekend, they're playing at the Fox the night before Thanksgiving.
Yacht Rock, always a great night out.
We've been talking about some smaller venues in town last weekend and this weekend, but a slightly bigger venue has a really big name coming. And who might that be?
Well, Symphony Hall is bringing you Kris Kristofferson. I wanted to talk about Kris because he's been around for a while. As
77
you know.
Years, last I checked.
But he's such a legend. Not only is he a phenomenal actor, but he's a great singer-songwriter, and a lot of people forget that he wrote Janis Joplin's classic, Me and Bobby McGee, and the idea that he's playing Symphony Hall, I think, is a very classy night out.
Former Rhodes Scholar, too, Kris Kristofferson.
Sharp guy. On the Sunday morning sidewalk. And I love his beard.
There's another reason to go see Kris Kristofferson.
Yes.
Symphony Hall, that's on Sunday night.
Correct. And I did want to note one more show. It is on Thursday night at the Buckhead Theater. If you have not seen Nico Case before, she is incredible.
Her new album has a strange name. The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. That's her new LP. Nico Case, a show not to be missed. All over myself, there's nothing you can say to me. You never have.